Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope I wasn't the only one. I promised you that I was going to get into the news and or the stories that were not going to go anywhere. They're going to take a long time to, you know, ferret through or, you know, to go their course, their volition, to end on their own volition, I should say. So let me just do the obligatory stuff first. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. Those of you who have been listening for the past year to this show, you know that this show is about solutions. We're not here to entertain you. I hope that, you know, there is some entertainment value, but I believe, like I said last week, I have those three premises: reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree, as well as knowledge is power, as well as people are the fountain of political power. And putting those three things together, getting you equally informed, as well as giving you the knowledge that you need so that we can become succinct in projecting that political power upon those who serve us. There you go. And so that's what we're trying to do here. The number to call in is 215-867-8255. I'm holding my head in shame. I've not yet moved over to the new phone system. So anyway, I will let you know as soon as I'm over there so that we can give it a try and pipe in and be heard. So what are your thoughts on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment? I actually floated this out on Facebook, and I have not gotten nearly this kind of response in just a matter of less than 2 days, because we had a power outage for Saturday. So, you know, I had no internet. So really, it was just a little bit Friday night and then Sunday, with very little time on Saturday. So barely 2 days, and I've already hit quite a, you know, few thousand, 5,000 or something like that, just on one stream, and then with all the other private posts and so forth. I mean, there's a lot of interest. People are realizing that, hey, you know, this Constitution thing, it's pretty good to be geeky in this and understanding, or being a wonk, whatever, and understanding the powers and the teeth that this thing has in it. Put this, I'm just asking you, those of you who are aware of the audit and Republic Review, put Section 3 of the 14th Amendment together with the audit and Republic Review, and you are going to have a solid, hardworking public servants, people that deserve to be paid a decent job or a decent wage for doing the job that they have to do. And it's going to be a lot of work cleaning up and educating people that no, you don't get the teat forever. We made huge mistakes in doing this, and we're going to help you get to the point of becoming self-sufficient, because I truly believe there's nothing more divine than allowing somebody to be free and give them liberty from having to be a slave to the state or to some other form of government or what have you. Entitlement programs, you know the whole story. So as you know, I also do a little groveling. And if you want to help, if you want to get involved, you're more than welcome. One way you can do that is with our crowdfunding on GoFundMe. And you can contribute whatever you can spare. We appreciate that. We need money to, I'm planning on getting out to Wyoming in May, and I still haven't, you know, received any reimbursements. So this is just a constant. I don't want this to be a drain on my wife and I, because we're not rich. I've had to take money out of retirement so that we could get, you know, where we are today. And the retirement doesn't, that money doesn't stay there as we spend it. it's gone and it doesn't come back. So we're just hoping to not have to, you know, flip the bill in getting out there, recording these things for you so that you can start digesting this whole concept. And the energy and the responses and the people getting this, it's just overwhelming. Some other ways you can support, of course, you can get directly involved doing research and becoming a leader in your state and county. By all means, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Be happy to get involved with you and help you get started. There's another way you can do some emailing and so forth. Get involved with the Constitution Club at constitutionclub.ning.com. And I'm hoping to have our first write or something. I think it's our first write with Erin Lee Williams. Hope to have her on in the next week or so, so that we can talk about, you know, what they're doing and how they can become another part of what we're all doing in trying to work together. Bottom line, the 17th Amendment would put the fear of God in senators, and it would probably scare Congress. The First Right is another one of those things that would, you know, put the fear of God in Congress as well. But in reality, they will not fix our problem, nor are they able to do what needs to be done quickly, like Republic Review. But they are a part of the work and a part of getting us right to where we need to be for representation, to have the framers' ideals and how they laid out this republic to be able to ensure that the sovereigns maintain their representation. Those sovereigns are we the people, as well as the sovereign states, as Madison points out, or to be redundant with the word state, as Madison states in his comments in the Federalist Papers, as well as the ratification debates. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for staying attuned and, you know, getting other people to listen. We appreciate that. We need to grow this. We need your help. And that's probably one of the best things you can do, is help by getting the message out. Hey, you know, there's this real strategy. There's a radio show that's actually solution based. We're not here to talk about consuming your time and talking about, you know, the grapefruit dessert. Actually, I'm going to be doing that today, and I'll probably do that again this week, but it's really for marketing, and you'll see how I do it, because, you know, these things should be infuriating you. And the thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to chase the distraction. So let's go through some of those distractions. But before we do, I did want to point out that I've been doing some ripping of some of my music that I have, of, you know, favorites and so forth. And I started doing some, you know, due diligence and discovery. And I have found that people that I thought were like really good, you think that, you know, they're kind of patriotic, like Springsteen. What a huge letdown Springsteen has been, born in the USA and all that crap. I mean, here's a guy that's a part of the globalist agenda. And there's just no doubt that he's become active in Plato's propaganda machine. Go read Plato's Republic and you'll understand that actors and entertainers have to become a part of that message. Well, I also found out that Bob Seger has got this song, Democracy, that just came out, I think, 2017. Democracy's coming. It's and if you read the lyrics, just go Google the lyrics, and it'll just make you sick, because here's a guy espousing mob rule. He's calling it democracy, and it's a beautiful thing. And we, those of us who are enlightened in understanding what democracy does instead of a Republican form of government, a representative form of government to represent us, and constraining them, tying them down with a constitution so that they only have these powers. That's it. You can't do anything else. If it's not enumerated, you can't do it. And if you do, well, then we're going to take our pound of flesh out of you. So don't, you know, don't cross that line of trust, because you'll rue the day, right? Anyway, so I just had to share that I did have some wind knocked out of my sails as I realized that, you know, it's just can't. Don't we have any good elitist musicians out there? I should say, top notch musicians. Oh well, there's Ted Nugent. I guess I need to get Ted Nugent on this program so that we can talk to him about, you know, what's going on in the music industry and why they just don't want to, you know, propagate communism in their own music industry. Prove to us that it's going to work, so because we know it won't, and watch them just give away all of their millions and their elitist status to basically go to a level playing field for all the bad musicians and good musicians out there, right? And see, you know, how well they like it. And then they go, well, okay, this is stupid that we did it, but we should enforce it upon everybody else. Come on. You know, I'm not buying. I'm not buying what they're selling, right? And hopefully you're not as well. So again, like I promised, let's get into some marketing, but I have less than 30 seconds. I got 20 seconds left. So I kind of spoke to these Friday. And what I want to do is I want to speak to these some more. But here's the thing that I want you to start thinking about. Bad ideas grow legs, and before you know it, they start surfacing all over the place. And there's not a coincidence to this. As a matter of fact, this is all being driven by an agenda. That agenda is the globalist agenda, which some of us call the Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, or you name it. But it is the globalist agenda, and they're trying to ram it down our throats. And that's just the playbook. There's other agendas out there that are overlapping, and I've got to go. So why don't you please stay tuned so we can dive into these stories that this is going to flabbergast you. We'll be right back. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Well, it seems like everybody has their analysis and assessment on this new Green Deal, and oh, so the communist has made her mark, just like Hillary Clinton, if you think about it. She's trying to go to the top of the charts like a rocket, you know, if she was in music. Anyway, in her release of this new Green Deal, there's plenty of people, like I said, that have been summarizing and so forth. which envisions a massive transformation of our society that includes rebuilding every home and commercial structure in the United States for energy efficiency, ending all traditional forms of energy in the next 10 years. Now, this is really radical, but and there's no way this can happen. But too many of the things that she has put in this, or actually, here's the sad thing, or here's the irony, I guess. It's not sad. She's pathetic. She has no originality. Everything that she's doing is stemming from the globalist plans. There is no true leadership in this woman. Everything that she does, she is completely dependent upon the central planners, people that are smarter than her, but they just don't have those crazy-eyed, smile-looky face that somehow got the idiots in her congressional district to vote for her. So, bottom line is, we have to start getting very active in making it, taking people like this out of public service. The Constitution provides it. I've been telling you this. And we have to start doing it by taking back the states one by one as we start. Once we get 27 states to a point where they're abiding by the Constitution and demanding enforcement of their Constitution, it is game over. Especially if we could do it in the next 2 years, that'd be great. But those numbers may change. It may be 26. It could be 28. But it ain't going to be 30. There's no way we'll be in a position where it would be 30. And so, mark my words. What she is doing is she is just a monkey on the string to the organ grinder who has the music or the agenda that she is to dance to, and she is beholding to that and not to her constituencies. Within 10 years, building trains across the ocean to put an end to air travel and unionizing all jobs. If this doesn't have the smacks of communism, remember, the Labor Party everywhere in the world is called the Communist Party, but the Labor Party here in America is called the Democratic Party. Just remember that. She also suggests that the Federal Reserve and banks could easily fund these projects by extending more credit to you and I so we can pay for it. Isn't she so thoughtful? Folks, I believe everyone listening is aware of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. Here is the wake-up call that you need to get. Why is it that really, you know, the one voice for America, Fox News, for all you red staters and all those conservative automatons out there, why is it that Fox News and many of these other really conservative networks, you know, I don't think, what is it, Newsmax, I think they have a network. Now, I know Blaze has kind of covered this. And they do kind of cover this. But why is it that the number one leading one, doesn't even touch this with a 10-foot pole, the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030? Why are they not speaking to this? Why are they not educating the masses? Because if the masses understood what you understood, they would start getting involved. And, you know, they realize that it only takes a small percentage. All, you know what? What is 1% of 330 million? Well, I think that's something like 3.3 million. If I had 3.3 million that were awake, 1% of the population, 3.3 million, and they were helping me, you know, get this word out and buying the candidates that we need to get behind and help get them elected by paying for advertising, paying into a PAC, and what, just 1% America, there would be no stopping us. There would be no stopping us. Because if you just added $5, let's just make it $1 a month. That would be $3.3 million a month that I would be getting to be able to pay for all of the advertising necessary to get several states across the finish line for the audit and doing everything else. I'm just telling you, the reason why Fox and the rest of these other supposedly, I'm got my hands in the air giving you the air quotes. The reason that they're not doing this is strictly because they know that even if a small majority got the true wind of what the heck's going on, we would be irritated beyond 1% of us. We would probably be closer to, because that's usually what the outliers are. The really passionate people is probably more to 3 to 7%, somewhere in there. And that's a lot of people to start throwing money this way. And that's a lot of people to literally, and I mean that, literally get active and engaged in taking back this republic. That's why you're not hearing anything. They're all gnashing their teeth about the huge slice of communism that's coming out of this new Green Deal, but they're not giving the people the backstory to the origins and the reason this crap is coming forward. She's no brilliant-minded person. This is all baked ideas that have had the smack of communism and global elitist and a one-world government for years and years and years. Remember Hillary Care and how we blew it off? I'm telling you, the doctors really screwed America because they thought, oh, well, this won't ever happen. And just a few years later, we had Obamacare rammed down our throat. When we start seeing warning signs, they want to create a department of babysitting. They want to start injecting all of these things. They're going to take your kids away from you? Don't think they're not. They're already passing laws in states to do this. And we're going to get into some of these other laws that they're passing. If you don't think that they are highly organized and effectively working away, especially in these blue states, then you have been, you know, you've not been one paying attention and listening to this show. The doctors truly had the opportunity. Here's an upper class part of America that could have easily started buying constitutional politicians and getting behind Republic Review and these concepts long before. Well, okay, so Republic Review wasn't around in between Hillary Care and Obamacare, but they could have still at least taken the warning and said, you know what, this crap is going to grow legs, and if we don't stop it and cut it off right now, it is going to infest us, and getting it out won't be the easiest thing to do. It's going to take more effort. That's why I say there's a lot of work that needs to be done by our state legislators in getting rid of all of these things to get us back to self-sufficiency, to get government out of our lives so we can make a stand and survive without any government involvement. We need to get there, folks. We need to get there. And unfortunately, most of us with gray hair on our head still will probably have some dependencies on Social Security. So we have to ensure that we get there through, you know, not reneging on some of these promises that were kept and still close these things out. And there's ways to do this. But Milton Friedman was a brilliant man, and he had all sorts of great proposals that everybody ignored. And it's time we start putting these ideas on the table and say, this is how we move out of here. We're not trying to take anybody or trying to hurt anybody or kick anybody, stab them in the back. We're not trying to do any of that. But we can no longer afford to not get engaged. What is it going to take for you to take a stand? What is it going to take? What do I need to say to reach you? I hope my prayers are answered, that this is the year that we actually feel and see and recognize the movement, not just from this show, but from all of those who I'm working with and those people who are anxiously wanting to see something happen. The only thing that is going to happen is we have to awake ourselves out of the spell that surely we're all facing and move forward. So, I've just got a minute left. So let me move to this next story. So in January, New York state legislators legalized abortions. As you know, we kind of talked about this, and so has Virginia. But up to the moment of the birth, these women now can loosely define health reasons and actually have these children killed, infanticide. But you didn't know. Massachusetts has joined New Mexico, Vermont, and Rhode Island in considering similar laws to New York and Virginia. Remember, I just told you these ideas that are coming from these planners, they have legs and they are growing. And the rollout of extending abortion up to and even after birth is being pushed by Planned Parenthood. Folks, Planned Parenthood receives $500 million a year from taxpayers. They're using our taxes against us to kill our children and our future. Planned Parenthood goals are rejected even by the Democratic base. Only 25% of Americans who identify as being pro-choice believe that abortion should be available at any point in a pregnancy. Come on. Okay, I'm out of time. I told you I would be, but these types of things, we can't just dismiss these. We have to take a stand. But I'm out of time. And I hope that you please stay tuned because we have more backstories and more information when we come back. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so let's put this in perspective. We got to put this into context, right? Planned Parenthood needs to be dismantled. And it really saddens me that Trump has been so mealy-mouthed about this institution. And, you know, oh, well, they do have some women's health things. It kind of gives me a warning sign when somebody that doesn't understand what Planned Parenthood, its origins and what it is all about, and allows it to stick around, though supposedly he's, you know, got this new credentials as a conservative. I know many of you people, many people listening to Red State Talk Radio, you know, think that the sun shines out the backside of this man. He's just a man. He puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like every other man. We're all fallible. There's only one that has been perfect. Not any of us are worthy to walk in that perfect man's shoes. And so I want to put this into context. You have to start understanding that Trump may be doing all sorts of great things, but there's some things that he's not going to do. He doesn't have the political, if you want to call it, currency to do all the things. We have to dismantle this organization. I'm okay with, you know, as everything that I'm doing has put a target on me. But I'm okay with doing what is right. And I got to get you into that position of being able to do this. You got to understand here, this is not an enumerated power killing our babies. It's not in the Constitution. They have no jurisdiction for the Supreme Court to even be looking at this. These are state issues and bound at the state only. Let's let these states that want to kill their future, unfortunately, do those things because they have the power and privilege to do so. And let's fix this. But the first thing we have to do is we've got to start getting these red states to stand up like David against Goliath. We've got to do this, folks. We need the political courage from you. I don't even need 1%. Give me a 0.5%. Serious. I would be probably the greatest weapon in liberty, in fighting for individual liberty and fighting for individual sovereignty, if I had 1% of the population supporting what we are doing. And so we have to go after unconstitutional organizations like this. And so the truth be told, if we don't do it, then no one will. And sadly, that means that it's going to get worse. This is going to grow legs, and this is going to be rammed down your throat. And the collective from the courts with no jurisdiction is going to dictate to you that babies must die. Doesn't matter unless we take a stand. So let's talk about another thing that's not going to go anywhere, nuclear arms treaties with Russia. And there is some real context to this, but I want to put it this way. Any contract or treaty that has a violation to a condition within it, regardless of how minute in degree that violation is, it gives all parties the ability to cancel the contract / treaty. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to have to pull it up because actually this is in the Federalist Papers, and the very wise man such as James Madison, who actually got into this, and he talked about treaties and so forth. He says a compact between, this is Federalist Paper number 43, a compact between independent sovereigns founded on ordinary acts of legislative authority can pretend to no higher validity than a league or treaty between the parties. It is an established doctrine on the subject of treaties that all the articles are mutually conditions of each other, that a breach of any one article is a breach of the whole treaty, and that a breach committed by either of the parties absolves the others and authorizes them, if they please, to pronounce the compact violated and void. I'm going to give you some real context here, because as we know, there has been violations left and right. I mean, the Russians live to violate. China, these communists that practice the doctrine of Taqiya, which is an Islamic doctrine of lies and deceit and so forth, they have no intentions in ever honoring every word of a treaty. They know that they're going to figure out how to fake it. And we need to start becoming a little bit more, how do you say, less trustworthy, right? I mean, how often, I hate to say this, and I hope that nobody has gone through this, but I want to put it in perspective for you. I hope that your spouse hasn't cheated on you. I really hope that you haven't had to go through that. But if you understand that somebody has been cheated on, what does it take for that person to gain trust in that person? Well, it takes a lot, right? And it's the same thing. When these people, we're talking about mutual destruction and or trying to literally destroy us. I've told you this several times, that those on the end of darkness, those who believe in subjugating everyone, there is no what do you want to say? There's no grandfather clauses of a few people. Only the elitists are the rulers. There's nobody in their system that is going to be outliers. You are either going to, you know, earn your dues to become an elitist, or you will be trodden down as a part of the minions. They are wired. They do not, and they get you to believe that, oh, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree. That is code for telling you that they haven't figured out how to destroy you yet. And they're working ardently to destroy us. So this is very, very critical why I am telling you this, and why Madison has given us a very good lesson on contract law. Most people believe that all these treaties, well, we have to, you know, continue to, no, we do not have to. We are violating the contract law by allowing them to violate it. We need to dispose of it and literally go back and use more leverage, and next time have it all fully, you know, verified and or confirmed that they are abiding by every detail of the contract. This is so important because we have many treaties that we have been in with the UN and many other nations that have been violated by all the other parties except for us, which means we can walk away from all of these. I was just talking to somebody I met via Facebook, and I won't mention the name, but We were talking about these UN treaties. All of these treaties have been violated by the other parties. Why is it that we have to have this copyright in abiding by the treaties and allowing everybody else to just get away with taking advantage of us? Because we are the problem, and this is the only way we can self-destruct, by maintaining these collision courses of these bad treaties. These nuclear armed treaty with Russia is literally bad. In context, all of these nefarious treaties are palpable violations to every, and I want to make sure you understand this, every single one of these treaties that we have entered into, whether it's with Russia or whether it's with the UN and so forth, all of these nefarious treaties are palpable violations to the oath of office and other constitutional barriers, such as Section 3 to the 14th Amendment that I've been going on all last week. When you have somebody that takes an oath that they're going to protect and defend the Constitution, and you also have this constitutional law that says anybody under oath that gives aid and comfort, whether it's via a treaty, passing sanctuary city laws, or anything else, anybody that is under oath that is doing those things should be revoked. And those things are unconstitutional because they are violating the very law of the land in doing so. And so in context to the Russian treaties, these UN treaties, we need to wipe these out. That is like the Agenda 21 and what Bush has come and said. You know, we've been enslaved by our own government. It is trying to literally destroy our constitutional rights, as well as this republic, and moving us into a globalist state. The time has come where we are no longer the only ones honoring a treaty. This has to be annihilated. These treaties have to be done asunder, and we need to start moving forward and saying, look, if you want to do business with us, then you will abide. Now, there are ramifications to what I am saying, but I am promising you that we have all the resources here that America can survive without the rest of the world. The rest of the world cannot survive without America. We are the breadbasket, and if we stop buying the crap that's coming out of all these other places, the dairy, the food, the wheat, and so forth, it's just a matter of time for the rest of the world to literally start starving. All we've got to do is start growing all of our crops and start getting back into production and being a productive nation once again. We have all the resources that the Lord has blessed us with to be able to sustain ourselves through the austerity that we may have to face because by becoming an alien and or an enemy to the rest of the world. Well, as you can tell, that music means something, and it means something to me as well. It is not just a fanfare for the common man, but it is also my indication that I just went through my last segment. So please stay tuned. I've still got a lot more to tell you, and we've got more to go through because there's plenty of news to talk about. So our marketing, and I'll be right back after this. God bless. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
It kind of reminds me of, you know, why we honor all of these violated treaties. And it's the same thing with our interrogation techniques. We could get all sorts of very good intelligence. And people say, well, they don't work. Talk to the people down in the trenches, and you'll find out how well they work. How many people have been saved because there have been some violations to supposedly the Geneva Convention and some of those treaties that we made, where we won't torture people to get and extract information as they and all of them do to us. I'm just trying to put it into context, folks. It seems like the guys in the white hat are really standing alone, and it's not like we're increasing in numbers of people who wear white hats. So, and I've told you how brutal these ideologues are, these Democrats and so forth. And so I will tell you that if you hadn't heard, there's a Democrat lawmaker and a team blogger. I mentioned this last week. And you're going to love this story. There's a young man by the name of C.J. Peterson. He is a 16-year-old black pro-Trump blogger and tweeted that the woman next to Oso the Communist during the State of the Union address kept trying to look the other way as Trump gave his speech of the Union, of the State of the Union. And this was Representative Nadia Velasquez, a Democrat, who wrote back, "I am not the woman sitting next to her." This was at AOC. "And I and millions like us are the future of this country, and you're right to be afraid of us." Here's this congresswoman threatening this person in Twitter space, not really knowing who he is or anything like that. You just see these things. I mean, you don't know who's back behind those Twitter addresses, right? But there's been a backlash on Twitter for her telling a kid that Americans should be afraid of Congress. Folks, they are becoming very brazen with their message and with their power. They won back a blue wave, and they're doing it with voter fraud. I have to ask myself, why is the Trump administration and the Federal Election Commission not getting involved in taking over the state, these states that are steeped and just ripe with voter fraud and election fraud? So Pearson, however, got it right. And when he replied, Nadia, Nadia, nothing about you, nor also the communists scares me. It's your policies that jeopardize the stability of our nation and the future of my generation. That scares me. And he nailed it. Smart young man was able to nail it because it's not these people. Like I said, the communist, she's not a brilliant person. She's an idiot. She is the byproduct of the indoctrination system, and she's ensconced in their ideology. She is just the monkey on the string, like I've been telling you. And she is dancing full-fledged. Go watch her dance and then put it into that context. When you watch her, listen to the real music. It is all a part of an agenda. They're not here to try to help the little person. They're here to move the little person from the little bit of liberty they have left into full slavery. That's what they're here to do. And they've got a job to do, and they're going to do it, whether you like it or not. So it kind of begs one little question, folks, just one little question. What's it going to take to get you motivated in taking a stand? Because it really doesn't take that much. It doesn't take that much. You can. I know we're all dying from the busies. I've got the terminal case of the busies. It may probably kill me because I am burning every resource and every possible minute of my day in trying to do these things for us, for our children, for our children's children, as the framer said, for our posterity and their sake, so that we may have tranquility and peace and liberty for them. So, other good news I told you last week, right? There was some really good news. The war on drugs is ended. Even though we just found all this fentanyl that just came across the border from Mexico, the Mexican president, Mr. Obrador, AMLO, those are his initials, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, AMLO, declared the end of the country's war on drugs, saying that the army will stop prioritizing the capture of kingpins and will focus on reducing homicide rates. But that's not the whole story. He also says, and this is kind of strange, he also goes down this path in reasoning when one considers the main purpose of putting the drug kingpins out of business is to reduce homicide rates caused by those kingpins, right? I mean, most of the homicide rates that they're dealing with down there are from these drug kingpins. So Obrador says that he wants to form a National Guard, which has caused critics to speculate that the country will be further militarized, and they're absolutely right. Court documents claim that the cartel, the Sinaloa cartel, paid off a former campaign associate for Lopez Obrador during his first failed run for presidency in 2006. Guess what? It's time to pay the piper. He who pays the piper calls the tune. And so it is time to, you know, make good on some of these favors that have been received. I must point out that the framers were very, very clear. We had to have a militia that was owned and operated by the states that could only be called by the federal government in very specific things, that the federal government had a responsibility in equipping and training. These things are still in the Constitution. I'm sorry for pounding the desk, but they've been violating the Constitution, and we went into the Civil War failing to keep these promises and keeping that part of the Constitution vibrant and valid. And what they did during the Civil War is they went to the standing army in violating the Constitution, because clearly they were supposed, they could not call martial law without the militia. If you understand the context and the how they defined the militia and its uses and martial law, they violated the contract, they violated the Constitution, and they deliberately ignored and let the militia basically languish without any training, without any equipping, and come to find out they were in a sad shape by the time the Civil War came along. We were set up to fail so that they could create a national army. I say this in light of the establishment of the National Guard in Mexico. Can I be any more clear the importance of understanding the Constitution as the states understood it at the time of ratification? That's clearly what Madison emphasized in 1821 in his letter to Jackson. We have to retain how the states understood the Constitution as it was defined to them during the ratification debates. So what is it going to take, folks? What do we need to say? What do we need to do to help you get involved in one way or the other? I know that there's so many good patriots that have become so apathetic because of the failings of the Tea Party. Those were political ambitions that gave people all sorts of, you know, vim and vigor and got people out to just be used so that these people could actually obtain power and office and political power. We're not doing that here. That's one of the reasons why that small, light organization that I have, it's not, if we're not trying to create, you know, Republic Review, this organization in every state. We're trying to work with every existing organization in getting them to put aside all of their differences with all the other organizations that they have equal interest in, and they have equal responsibility in getting things moving and getting them to come to the one bedrock that we all stand firm on, and that's the Constitution. And in defending it so that we can preserve individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Get behind what we are doing here so that we can leverage with these other organizations. We are only an appliance for them to connect to so that they can start getting active and involved. We're creating a model. We're going to be deploying this. There's all sorts of good news I'm going to be telling you this year. But for me to tell you some good news is unfortunately going to be dependent on me being able to travel and these other things. That's why I keep on, you know, groveling. I can't afford to do all of this travel. This does cost something. And so I'm hoping and praying that we can get reimbursed well in advance before this May travel comes up, because I'm going to get to a point where the travel is going to break me. I'm doing everything I can to try to do this stuff online so that I don't have to be physically present, and we can do this via, you know, other digital mediums so that I can be there face to face with people, cameras, and so forth. Bottom line is, we need you. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. So we're hoping to get you active and involved. God bless.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.